Welcome to the Caring Caregiver Show, the hub for caregiver connection. Your hosts, Evan and Savvy, are lifelong caregivers on a mission to bring community to those who selflessly put others first. Join us each week for topics ranging from self-care to respite resources to caregiver survivors just like you.
Aloha, caregivers. Welcome to the Caring Caregiver Show. I'm Savvy, your host, and also the founder of Give Me a Break, which is a nonprofit organization that's caring for caregivers. And each week, it's our job to make sure that you caregivers survive. And I will keep shouting from the rooftops this statistic until we beat it down, because 50% of all caregivers will not survive. You will pass before your caregiving journey is over. You will pass before the one you are caring for. Not acceptable. And if you're over the age of 70, that statistic shoots up to 70%. This is not going to happen. We are not going to let this happen. We are going to practice self-care and wellness, and we're each week going to be focused on helping caregivers survive. And of course, with this show, we're bringing resources to you in order to help you to help your caree survive, but also those resources are ways for you to be able to not be as worried, not be as frustrated, not have to use your time looking and searching for ways to take care of the one you love. And you can check out our website anytime. Just go to gab808.org for more information, because I do know that you are tired and you are frustrated, and that you need a break. So we give those breaks in so many ways. One of the ways we do that is through our support sessions. And let me see, there we go. Look, it's on the screen there for those of you watching live and for those of you on podcasts. We have our support sessions every week online, super convenient because it's online and it's not going to cost you a thing. You hook up with a community of caregivers just like you every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Hawaii Standard Time. Every caregiver, you need these sessions, and it is your connection to community, is your safe space. And we are currently going through a whole new series. We just started it last night, the Letting Go of Caregiver Guilt series. You may not think you have guilt. You do. All caregivers do. So we're going to review it really, really thoroughly next week, Tuesday, and then continue on. So what a great time to join and just log in. Again, go to our website, gab808.org, and get that link. You can click in right from our website. All right. Great. Woo. Come to those sessions. You guys, we need them. The Caring Caregiver Show is sponsored by Giver's Guides. This is Giver's Guides is an online magazine for caregivers. It is a caregivers guides to caregiving. And the Giver's Guides is written exclusively by caregivers for caregivers. So you're not listening to somebody who doesn't understand caregiving. You're reading articles tailored just for you and for you to survive again caregiving. So some great articles. Here's our right there on the screen right now. You can see it is our current issue for the month of November, because it is National Caregiver Month. Woohoo! Wait, I got to flash to that real quick. Let's see if I can do one. Woohoo! National Caregiver Month. There you go. And so because of that, there's some great articles in there. And, you know, these articles, yes, are for caregivers, but also this is so that you can show it to those that are around you and they understand what you're going through too, right? There's tips for the whole family in this issue to help you and to help them understand what you're going through. All right. Well, it is November 8th. And guess what, guys? It is time for you to vote. That's right. Because our care, not only is it National Caregiver Month, but we are doing our Caregiver of the Year contest all month long. So there are caregiver stories out on social media. They're on our website. You need to vote for them. Please vote, vote, vote. Because every vote that you make, it's not only going to help Give Me a Break, it's our fundraiser, it's a dollar a vote, but it's also each vote that a caregiver gets, they see it. And that's like they're getting a hug, they're getting recognition. And we're creating awareness throughout the world that caregivers need to be seen. Caregivers need to be heard and caregivers need to be supported. So just again, go to our website, it's chock full of information. Vote for your caregiver of the year right off of our website, and or go to our Facebook page and click on one of their links right there. And the voting is going to go on all month until the 30th of November. So please do that. And don't forget to check out the Giver's Guide. Subscribe today, $24.99. I'll talk about that more later at giversguides.com. All righty, it is time for you to have your mindful moment. So I want to bring on our wonderful and awesome and relaxing Audrey. Hello, Audrey. Joining us from the Hawaii Island is your yoga and meditation instructor. So please take a mindful moment and enjoy. Audrey, take it away.
Thank you, Savvy. Mahalo nui. Aloha, everybody. How are you doing? Happy Wednesday. It's Wednesday here. And for today's mindful moment, I wanted to guide you once again through a body scan. It can be called a guided meditation or a body scan or anything you want, really. So let's do this. Go ahead and find a comfortable seat. Anywhere is fine. You can sit on the couch, on your bed, on the floor, in a chair. And then go ahead and get comfortable. Get the wiggles out of the body. If you're sitting up on a chair or a couch, have your feet flat on the floor. Maybe even take your shoes off so you can feel the floor underneath you, supporting you. And then bring your hands to, I like the knees, but the heart always works. Maybe hands to belly. And then I like to have you close your eyes, because when we keep the eyes open, then we see all the things around us, the dishes in the sink, the cat litter needing changing, whatever it is, right? So close the eyes. From here, we're going to just take a second to sit a little bit taller. You're just literally lengthening through your back, through your spine, the vertebrae. Nice. And then see if those shoulders crept up with the spine. So let those go. Whew. Big exhale. Eyes are still closed. We're going to bring awareness to the crown of the head. So that's the upper top part of your head. And if you're struggling to bring awareness or have a sensation up there, you're welcome to bring a hand and just gently place your fingertips to the top of your head. Notice, just notice that area. There's no right or wrong. There's no really thing to worry about. You're just noticing, huh, here's the top of my head. How interesting. Nice. You might gently tap the fingers along here or just rest them. Don't move. And then we're bringing the awareness down the forehead to what I call the third eye, but you can call it the middle of the eyebrows. Again, just the awareness or your finger gently resting in between the eyebrows. And when you get there, you might notice you're frowning. Right? When we're stressed or worried, or when we're making an effort or thinking about something that bothers us, the eyebrows just seem to meet in the middle. So see if you can release that, let that go. And you might make a little circle clockwise with your finger in that area, or just rest the finger, or again, nothing at all. You just know that that's where your awareness is. Nice. One more breath here. And then soften the eye socket. So imagine you can feel behind the eyeball and soften that area. Soften the sides of the eyes where we have our laughter lines. Those of you over 18, over 25, you know what those are. They're happy lines. Soften that area. Let it go. Keep going. We're gently moving down the face, down the cheeks. Pause here in the jaw area. Now, if jaw clenching were an Olympic sport, I would hold the gold medal. So this is an area for me. I'm always having to remind myself, relax the jaw. You can make jaw circles. You can stick out your tongue. You can make funny faces. And then allow the whole face to soften and rest here. Nice. From here, we're going down into the throat and just pause here. Go ahead and swallow. Just notice how that feels. Again, no right or wrong. Travel down the shoulders, release there. If you do clench your jaw, then guaranteed your shoulders are tense. And if you don't clench your shoulders are also probably tense. That is where we hold a lot of our stress. So when you exhale, let the shoulders go. Nice. And then I'll just talk you through the rest of the body. You move at your own pace though. So we'll travel down into the heart center. Pause here, notice the heart beating. Maybe place your hand over your heart center, right there, upper chest, and notice tum tum, tum tum, tum tum, the heartbeat. If it's a little fast, remind yourself, remind your body that you are safe right here in this space. And in this body. You're welcome to hold here. You're welcome to move on. Soften in the arms, forearms, wrists, hands, down into the fingertips. And then moving back to the torso, just notice how it feels in the rib cage. Relax the belly, especially us women who lived through the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. We were told, bring that belly in, suck it in. Don't do that. Relax the belly, let it be. Soften the hips, the glutes. That's your behind area. Relax the thighs, the calves, the shins. The heels. If your feet are on the floor, just notice the sensation of the soles of your feet touching whatever it is, a rug, a carpet, floorboards. Maybe you're outside and you can feel the earth underneath. And then we'll just take a couple more breaths together. Big inhale, gently fill up the belly, fill up the rib, fill up the chest. And exhale through the mouth with a big sigh. One more like that. Big inhale. And exhale, release. Thank you so much for joining me in this mindful moment today. You matter. You deserve a mindful moment. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
Thank you so much, Audrey. You always relax me, and then I have to remember I've got to click myself to come back on. Thank you so much. We love our mindful moment. We'll see you next week. Aloha.
Aloha.
Isn't that amazing, everyone? A mindful moment only takes a short time. It just takes a short moment. That's why it's a moment, and you deserve that. Caregivers, do that. Do not feel like you're stepping away from your duties or that you're not doing everything you should be doing to focus on the person you're caring for or that you're being selfish. Self-care is not selfish. It's wonderful and it will help you to be a better caregiver. Take your mindful moment, please. All right. So just look forward to it every week, even myself. So one of the things, of course, that you can do to make a difference to your survival is to be part of a caregiving community, right? And as you all know, we have our support groups, we have our sessions, we have all of these wonderful things as part of a community. But sometimes being part of a community is being aware of what resources are out there for you. And so that's why I bring on these resources that we have today. And especially today, I really am excited about my first guest. As you all know, my mother is traveling through her final stage of dementia. And when I went to a senior fair trying to be part of a community, I actually saw the title of this person's book And it just floored me. I had to console myself because I know we've all kind of felt this way. And it's sometimes a long journey that we go through with our carees. And she is actually a caregiver herself and the author of an amazing book. And let me get that up here for you. Called Wait, Don't Die Yet. Yeah. Take a breath. I'd like to welcome, please. Welcome, Annette. Annette Kam, the author of Wait, Don't Die Yet. Hello, Annette. It's so wonderful
to
have you.
Hi, Savvy. It's so wonderful to be here.
I saw your book and then I met you and I just said, you have to come on my show. And I'm still a little chicken skin. I'm trying really hard now. I was so relaxed from watching. I'm trying to put back the tears, but thank you for writing this. Thank you for having the courage to tell your story. So please share with us a little bit of your caregiving journey and what made you write this book.
Okay, well, that was never my intention to write a book. It was never my intention at all. But you know, when the Lord leads you in a certain direction, you got to go, right?
You got to go.
Yeah. So basically, you know, my history is I'm an RN and I started an actual support group, kind of like yourself, but not caregivers, but it's for fibromyalgia. And I was formed a nonprofit. I ran it for 17 years as president. And then my life changed in 2018. And I just had to pivot my life. It was like the Lord was telling me, this is the way to go now. Okay. And forget that. Leave that behind. This is your mission now. So what happened is, you know, in 2018, my father-in-law, who was really, really organized, he was 99 years old. And he had prepared everything in case he passes. When he passes, he had educated us on everything that needed to be done. And so I thought, you know, he had all his advance directives, all the paperwork that you think you need, that everybody here knows you need, basically. Yeah. And I thought we were ready. And when he passed, I found out how that's just a myth, that the paperwork is just the tip of the iceberg. So the next 2 years, he passed away after 10 days being in the hospital. But the next 2 years was with my mother-in-law. And we ended up putting her in a residential care home. But when my father-in-law passed, my mother-in-law told me to take over everything. And, you know, what do you tell your mother-in-law, right? So for the next 2 years, I realized that it was just, the title of my book was going to be I Wish I Had Known. Yeah. Because I can't even say how many times I said that to myself. I wish I had known, you know, why doesn't somebody teach us these things? So now as caregivers, you know, we take care of our parents or we take care of your spouse, whoever you're taking care of. But how much do we know about all the other stuff that needs to be known? We know we do their physical needs and all that. But what about like their bank accounts? Do they, their insurance? A lot of this stuff is just not passed on or is not passed on when it should be passed on, when they're actually, you know, they can think about it.
Right. And then we find out it's too late. We can't do anything about it.
Too late. And you can't ask them if they're gone. Right. So that was my premise was, my mission was, if I can just help one person avoid what I went through of 2 years of challenges, of overwhelming challenges that just blindsided me, basically, then that's what I want to do. It was my mission. And, you know, there's going to be a time, like as you said, you hate to think about it, that the caregivers are going to pass away before the person they're caring for, you know, but the time is going to come. You know, we spend our time caregiving now. This is the now, but when it happens, then what?
Yeah.
So what I did is in this book is I wanted to just, it goes through the phases of, there's four phases. There's a before section where basically, you're filling out this book with your parents or your kids or whatever. Because, you know, I'm a baby boomer. So I'm not that young either. Okay. So we got to think about our kids.
What a caregiver.
Yeah. and we have parents that we're taking care of.
Yeah.
Right. So it goes both ways. So this book is actually for everybody.
That's awesome.
Know? So,
you know, it's funny because even with my mother, right? It was the same thing. I was so lucky. I lucked out because somehow I had heard about getting a power of attorney. Somehow I can't even remember. I was in a flurry. I didn't know what to do. My mother's dementia hit hard. And all of a sudden, I was in control of everything. And I didn't know what to do. And I somehow got power of attorney. I can't remember where that phrase just dropped to me. And so I contacted her lawyer and I said, I need to get this right away. And I was able to have that. But I knew nothing about any of the situation that was going on with her or finances or anything. Mm-hmm. And I lucked out. I had that, but I know so many caregivers who don't. And then you get hit with everything you have to do, or you find out about, you know, about something that's been going on and the money's now gone. And you know, there's no way to know. And the first thing you're going to say in your head is, oh my God, don't lose your mind yet. The title of your book, because we needed more time to prepare because we weren't prepared for this. And one of the things I say, and I said this last night in our session, was that we sometimes we're trying so hard to keep them alive that we don't allow them to pass with grace.
Yes.
And help guide them to their passing. Right. Mm-hmm. And if we were more prepared, we wouldn't be in chaos and we would be able to help guide them better.
Right.
And so that's why I love what your book does and what it stands for.
Well, you know, when you think about caregiving, I mean, and when the time comes that they pass, you know, it's like you need time to grieve.
Yeah.
But instead, so many people end up tying up all the loose ends that could have been avoided. You know, all the little mundane things. I mean, think about like something simple as bank accounts.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even know their parents' bank account numbers, who's a banker, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, we were lucky. My father-in-law had he was 99 years old when he passed, but his checkbooks were balanced to the penny. He had two checkbooks balanced to the penny. But all the other stuff, you know, we didn't know where his checks were.
Yeah.
Simple things like that, you know, or his keys that were unlabeled, we didn't know what all these keys were for. And so those are the things that we need to do while we can, while everybody can still, you can still communicate with whoever you're caregiving with, you know, with your kids. That's so important, you know.
I love that your book kind of provides that guide to that.
Yes, right? It does. It does. It provides all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really helps to, and things that we're not going to think about either, right? Mm-hmm. And this is something that happened to me as well, was my mother, I knew my parents had life insurance and I was even making the, you know, payments for them. And I found out later that my parents had taken a loan out against it.
Oh,
I know. Oh. And so that one was done. So there was no life insurance.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Even though my father was really organized, that didn't get communicated to me. So even in the most precise situation, there could still be a snafu.
Definitely.
I think it's so important to encourage everyone to have these conversations, to get Annette's book and go through it meticulously. And then think about if you missed anything else, because there will be other things. And it's so important to make sure that you have all of that.
Oh, yeah. You know, when my father-in-law passed, I was so shocked because I went over all his bills. And I was so shocked to find out that his house had not been insured for 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
As well as the rental that he had right next door. I mean, that's enough to make your heart stop.
Yes.
So these are things that need to be passed on, you know? So it's a good thing I had his insurance agent. He had an old paper of a few years back. And he said, your father-in-law never renewed it.
Yeah. Yeah. But
all those things that you can avoid, you know, that's
so important that not only we're able to use your book as a guide for who we're caring for now, but as a guide for us as we prepare for our caregiving.
Yes.
Or I call it our care receiving.
Yeah,
right. So we're caregivers now, but we're going to become care receivers.
Mm-hmm,
and what a great way to use your book as a guide.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you for touching me, Savvy, because I was given your name, actually, by Dr. Mark Morisaki. Do you know him?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I gave him my book and he was so impressed. He says, you got to connect up with Savvy.
Oh, I love it.
Chance. I never told you the story before.
I love that.
And then we ran into you at the Okinawan Senior Fair. That was really, that was,
you know, it was, I'll tell you, the universe puts us in a place and where we need to be at the time we need to be. And it was meant for us to connect. So I'm so happy to have had you. Thank you so much.
Oh,
and
my pleasure.
Also, we have a special giveaway opportunity. And that is out of the kindness of your heart, which is an amazing heart, by the way, is going to give one of our watchers today, or listeners, a free copy of her book, Wait, Don't Die Yet. So either type in the comments, be the first to type in the comments, Wait, Don't Die Yet, and you'll receive a copy of her book. And if we don't get a response in the comments today on the show, then I will put it out. I will put it out to those who listen in on podcast. Just simply send us an email at info@gab808.org with Wait, Don't Die Yet as the phrase and your information, and we will get back to you.
So, thank you so much.
Oh, wait, I think we're actually getting a comment right now. Linda Strand, congratulations. You typed first. And it came up first on the line, literally at the same time, two people at 12:25, both Linda and Vera typed in, Wait, Don't Die Yet. So you know what? Give me a break. We'll fund the second book. And both Linda and Vera, you're going to get a free copy of Annette's book, Wait, Don't Die Yet.
Oh, so that's awesome.
Linda and Vera, will you please send your mailing information to info@gab808.org. I'm typing that in the comments right now, info@gab808.org. Oops, missed a couple of numbers and letters there, .org. That's our email address. Please email me your full name and mailing instructions, and we will send a copy of those books to you. So congratulations for that, and they are going to be totally useful. Thank you so much, Annette, for being on today.
Could I mention one fast thing?
Yes.
You know, I do talks all over the island. You know, I do maybe 4 talks a month, and if anybody knows any connections, senior clubs, senior living facilities. I've talked to attorneys. I've talked to financial counselors. So if you have any connection who would like a speaker, I would be so pleased to get the word out that way, because that's my mission, is to reach as many as I can.
Yes.
You know, and
get the word out.
The MOOC makes a great Christmas present, by the way.
Yes, and it does. It would be a great Christmas present for this. Is like, this should go on our gift list. I think we'll put this on our gift list. You know, on our December issue of the Giver's Guides, we have a holiday gift list, Perfect Gifts for Caregivers. And I'm going to put your book. Your book's
awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Annette. And you guys, let us know if you want to hear her speak. We'll get a group together and find you a venue. So thank you so much, Annette. And
thank you for
your time to be on it, for all that you do for not just caregivers, but all those who are dealing with any kind of situation where you have to take over and take charge in those situations. So thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Wow. Woof. That's some great information. And I'm telling you guys, I know what it feels like. I remember what it felt like when I went through all of it. I'm still going through it because I'm still paying for mom's foster care, and I'm still taking care of all of the issues. I'm handling all their accounts and everything. So you definitely need to get a guide for that. Now we have a guidebook. So Wait, Don't Die Yet. There you go, by Annette Kemp. All right, so you can share your story as well by entering our contest. I know that I had extended the date and it was too late, but I'll tell you what, if you still want to enter our contest, go right ahead, because our contest is not about winning, it's about creating awareness. So just go on to gab808.org and press to enter. I'll extend that date by the end of the show. I'll stretch the date even further for you to be able to enter. And please enter the contest, because it's not about winning. It's about creating awareness. The more caregiving stories we put out there, the more people know that caregivers need support, and the more caregivers will say, oh my God, I'm not alone. And that's what we want. So help us create awareness. Help us promote healing for all of those who care. That's why we share our stories. And what we had done in October was we had our Tell Your Story workshops. And the Tell Your Story workshops had a part 1 and a part 2. And if you all remember, part two had to be rescheduled. So thank you for your patience. Part two is rescheduled for this Saturday. I know it's Veterans Day, but you know what? It's the Veterans Day weekend. What a perfect time for you to grab someone in your family and tell them, come sit with mom, come sit with dad, because I need an hour for me. So grab them, have them come there. It's online and it will be available on our website. After the show, you can click to join. Those of you who had already signed up and registered for it last month will be receiving an email with the Zoom link. So I will be putting the Zoom link on our website after the show for those of you who want to join in to our Tell Your Story workshop part two. And that's telling your story in three acts. So that's rescheduled for this Saturday. More information about it on our website by this afternoon. Okay. And those of you, please check for that email. Look in your junk box as well. And let's see, speaking of having, and so thank you, by the way, for your patience and understanding. And speaking of patience and understanding, my next guest is a registered nurse as well as a certified registered nurse and a certified senior advisor, and just somebody with a genuinely pure and kind heart that I met. So please welcome Paul. Hi, Paul. Paul Lum with Nursing Home Partners. So great of you to come on the show. Thank you so much. I think you also had, and I'm trying to see, I can't get, Precious is here to join you, but it said device is not connected. So I'm not sure if we lost her or we lost the person. So it's just you and I for now, but welcome, Paul, and I'm so glad to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Savvy. And thanks to Audrey for getting us relaxed, because I do still feel relaxed from that meditation. And it's wonderful information that Annette has put out as well. I think that that's super important for everyone, considering not just, you know, we always look at the patient, and advanced care planning is one of the main things that we look at for the patient. But it's really, as clients start to deteriorate, it's really the families that's left up to not only all the responsibilities, but they're left with all the pain and suffering as well. Yeah. So that's things to like keep in mind, and, you know, not just getting the wishes of the patient set up, but also having everything else put in place is important.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I know you're, you know, you have so much great certification in nursing, but when I met you, I met this wonderful person with a kind soul, and I love what you do with Nursing Home Partners. So, but you have some caregiving, not just as a nurse, but you also have a caregiving story. Am I correct?
That's correct. I actually do also care for my auntie. I moved her in with me about 5 years ago. She's 94 years old, and she's still living with me. I'm doing pretty good. But just caring for her on a daily basis, you know, making sure that everything is in line. And I'm in the process of also ensuring that all of her finances and everything is lined up as well, and all her wishes are taken care of. So I definitely understand that aspect. And that's how we actually started our business, is both my partner and myself were both caring for family members. My partner's grandmother had a stroke, and we needed to find some resources. And as everyone knows, it's really hard to find resources, let alone good resources.
Yes.
So that's where we decided that, you know, the people in our community just need more information. Yeah. And we wanted to create a company that was able to provide that information, not just the information, but also the information with a professional nursing standpoint of view. That we can kind of share information with people, and not just come in here and, you know, hey, you need this, this, and this. We actually do have the experience in working with patients for well over a decade.
And I think that's the great thing, is that you kind of become that connector, that bridge. And it's a really nice bridge, you guys. It's a nice, comfy, happy, trusting bridge that, you know, connects caregivers to those resources, because these aren't just, you know, throw in the hat kind of resources. These are people, you know, companies, you know, that you've worked with, that you're confident will assist and help and give the caregiver that peace of mind that they need. So let's talk about a situation. I'm a caregiver and I've contacted you and I've said that, you know, I've got this person I'm caring for and I don't know. I think they're getting to the point where they're at a level of care that I don't know what to do. What do I do, Paul? What do I, help me? What's the first step?
The first step is, you know, really assessing the situation. And that's the number one step as a nurse is really to assess the patient, assess the situation. And that that happened literally 10 minutes before getting on your show. I got a phone call from somebody who's caring for his dad with dementia. And, you know, it happens all the time on a daily basis, really. And, you know, really assessing the situation from the person's work situation, how much time are they able, what are their financial situations, you know, what resources are available that fits that patient's needs, because everyone is different. Sometimes people are able to just go to an adult daycare and the family members can continue to work and they can be cared for at home. And, you know, sometimes it needs other resources as well. So we're kind of the link to really assess and provide you with the information that you need and allow you to make those choices of what's best for you. If it's a residential care home, or if it's, you know, a larger facility, a memory care facility, whatever it may be, we provide you with all those options that fit your needs and allow you to make those choices. Then that's kind of what we do. And, you know, getting back to like just having everything in order, it's more common than people think. Earlier this week, we had somebody caring for his wife, and the wife was bedbound, and there was a caregiver that came in on a daily basis to help with the husband care for him. And when the caregiver came in, she found that the husband had passed away. It was on the floor. So now you have somebody at bedbound, stuck, and there's no one to care for him. There's she actually has dementia, so we can't figure everything out, that all the pieces still have to be put together. And then we had to find care for her on more of a 24/7 basis. And we moved her into a care home. But those kind of things do happen. So whether you're the patient listening today, or you're the caregiver listening today, you know, you have to take care of yourself and really line everything up.
My heart to this person and that situation. And that's, God, see, that's that statistic. Doggone it. You know, you guys, that was part of that 50%. We lost a caregiver, you know. I mean, let's just take a moment here to breathe. And the passing of this caregiver, but, you know, also leaving the person they're caring for in a situation where now there isn't one. And God bless your hearts for being there and for supporting that. So, you know, never think that we're so powerful and so unfallible that as humans, we're going to survive this experience. You guys, please take a note from what Paul just shared with us, that you need to practice self-care and you need to practice wellness and you need to talk to people like Annette and listen to read her book. And you need to talk to people like Paul who will help you. And you need to come to our sessions so that we can get through this together and join in a community. But, you know, don't think that you're alone, caregivers, and even those who are receiving care, if you're watching, encourage your caregiver to reach out and talk to people. You know, nursing home, I love that you use the word partners, because they partner with you. They're not there to push a service down your throat. They're there to partner with you and be there for you and help you and support you and hold you up when you can't. I listened to that story you just told and gosh, it just broke my heart, but thank you for that. Thank you for what you do. You didn't have to step in. You could have said, well, we're done. You know, they're on their own, which is what a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being there and for continuing to care for them. And that really truly shows the passion that you have for what you do. So gosh, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt, but
no, thank you. Yeah, it's really important. Exactly. Everything, you know, that's why I love, you know, Give Me a Break and Savvy and everything that she's doing is she's really, you know, caring for everyone here, the caregiver and clients and Because if the caregiver isn't healthy, they can't provide the right care to the client. I mean, you know, that comes down to the basis. So you have to take care of yourself. And, you know, I do love your mission, Savvy, and I'm here to support you and your people as well.
Yeah. And I, again, all good things come together. As like I was saying when Annette was on, you know, that it was universally meant to be, but all things good come together for a reason. And we're forming this unreal community out right now. You know, we're caregiver strong and we're forming a community of caregivers. I actually just went to the National Caregiving Summit in Washington, D.C. And, you know, they're calling it the Caregiver Nation. And we're forming a nation of caregivers now because we need to be seen and heard and supported. And when our caregivers know they have someone like you, Paul, there who cares that much, and your nursing home partners company that you've formed is amazing. And thank you for that. And I know that all of those that are working with you have that same passion and heart. So thank you for what you do. Now, was there anything that I missed that you, I got all emotional. So did I miss anything? And did you want to add anything else? Gosh, you know, I just love you, right?
No, thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And this opportunity to share with your community. And if there's anything I can do to help, just please give us a call, reach out. We're here to help everybody.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you so much for making time today. And I'm sorry that Precious couldn't join us, but maybe we'll just have to have you back on again in season 11 to talk again with some of our caregivers and share what you do. So thank you so much for coming on. And you guys, if you need to contact Paul, please do so at nursinghomepartners.com. It's just that simple. And if you need more information, you can always go on to our website as well. So thank you, Paul. Mahalo. Aloha. Thanks. Yep. Bye. All right. Woo-wee. Man, you guys, I'm getting emotional today. I knew it would be, right? So let's just take a deep breath all together because I need one. So in through your nose, taking in all the positive, and out through your mouth, release all that negative. Please do a couple of million of those every day. And thank you to those who are watching us live, and for those who listen in on podcasts. And mahalo, Paul, again, for sharing your story, and to Annette as well for sharing her story. And again, I just want to, I don't think I put Annette's information up while she was talking, and emphasize that you can go to AnnetteCam.com or call her 808-454-7871 right there on the screen. And again, Paul was nursinghomepartners.com. Just that simple. And of course, all that information is available in our current issue of the Giver's Guides magazine. And if you're not subscribed, why are you not subscribed? I cannot believe you wouldn't do this. It's less than a cup of coffee a month. It's like $2 a month. It's $24.99. And you get an online issue every month. And Paul and Annette have their information in this current issue that you can get right now for free, basically. And you'll start your subscription with the December issue, which is our holiday issue. And it shows great gifts for caregivers. So please get your subscription. Go to giversguides.com and know that all the profits go to Give Me a Break. So giversguides.com, yes, is a for-profit company, but those profits get donated to Give Me a Break so that Give Me a Break can continue doing what we do for caregivers, right? I just had a comment here. Oh, you're welcome. Let's see. Let me go back here. So again, I want to encourage you guys. It takes courage to share your story, and it takes courage to share what you do, and it takes courage to put yourself out there for caregivers. So please vote, 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 you guys. Vote for your caregivers, for your favorite caregiver. Show them that you care. Give them a hug. Get on to our website. Get on to Give Me a Break, GAB.com. I'm sorry, I'm still doing my own technicals right now and trying to get everything on there. There we go. There it is. Right one. GAB808.org. And please vote for a caregiver. Go on to our Facebook page. Find their posts. I'm posting it every day. And please vote for them. And that helps us also to pay for our gala. And mind you, we also have our thanks caregiving dinners. So we do this every year. Our thanks caregiving dinners will be given to all of those who entered the contest for them and the one they're caring for. So we take a free Thanksgiving dinner that's delivered to them on Thanksgiving Day, and we call it thanks caregiving. And this is in remembrance of my parents and my missed thanks caregiving dinners. So please help us support, help us to support what we do for caregivers. And caregivers, please make sure you take that moment to share your story. I really want to thank all of my guests today and remind you that the show is brought to you by Give Me a Break, but it is sponsored by Giver's Guides Magazine. So again, there's that incentive. And next week, we will have Rena Gelzenis from Young Living and, of course, an update for our contest. So you don't want to miss it. Please set a reminder to join us live every Wednesday. We love seeing that you're here live on the Caring Caregiver Show. But it's okay if you miss it, because you can pick it up on podcasts on just about any platform a week after the show airs live on Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, Google, gosh, anyone. Just type in Caring Caregiver Show or go to our website, thecaringcaregivershow.com, to see past episodes that you can listen to as well. And thank you to all of you who do listen on podcast and on audio. And I'm so honored to be part of your day and know that I'm giving you that mindful moment throughout your day. Don't forget to get connected. Join our community every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Our support sessions are for you. And in the meantime, remember, breathe. And here's hoping that you're finding more joy in your caregiving every week. Thanks for tuning in to the Caring Caregiver Show. And thank you for all that you do as a caregiver. And if no one's told you today, you're freaking amazing. You really are. Whew, be kind to yourself. Take your mindful moment. See you all next week. Aloha.